Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Oh, beautiful. Far heroes proved. In liberating strife.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with our partner Jesse Brown, VA Works. Today is August 8th and 2020, and August 7th was National Purple Heart Day. That was yesterday. So thank you for all of our service members who served and have a Purple Heart to show for their commitment to this country. August is also National Wellness Month. America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fearman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603, toll-free number 888-837-3275. The office number is 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group is also sponsored by, proudly, Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking. 3901 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number is 877-275-5852. And also, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by veteran business owner Harris Gulf Shrimp. He is a veteran. Make sure you participate in his business. 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. And our host, Cliff Kelly, is on the line. And also, this is the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, executive producer, Glenda Smith, digital media producer, Manny Carazzari, and our assistant media producer, Titus Williams. So Saturday's topics for today are going to be involving a discussion of PTSD and the transition care management. Who I have on the phone right now are Valerie Creedon, a licensed caseworker, social worker, and she is a clinical social worker program manager for the transition of and care management program at Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. We also have Dr. Eric Prosher, who is a U.S. Navy veteran and a doctor of psychology. He also has an MPH, a Master of Public Health, and is the Mental Health Service Psychologist Program Manager for the Veterans Integration to Academic Leadership Vital Initiative, and the Alternate Program Manager for the Transition of Care Management Program at Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. And Cliff, I know that you are standing by with some usual words of wisdom as the governor of talk radio. And
how are you, sir? How's everything going?
doing well, sir.
You're doing all right.
Yes, still sitting in your high esteemed seat.
that's great.
Just filling in for a moment.
Yeah, I'll be there soon. But you folks are doing such a great job. So just keep it up.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold does such a great job for us. And as we mentioned, our executive producer, Glenda Smith, digital media producer, Manny Corazzari, and our assistant media producer is Titus Williams. You know, these folks do such a great job, don't they, Doc?
Oh, they're phenomenal. We would not be anywhere without them.
That's right.
But we have Valerie Creedon and also Eric Prosher, Dr. Prosher, on the line. So
yes.
We can open it up and see who wants to speak first. Valerie, right. Do you want to lead us off into the discussion?
Hi, Valerie. This is Cliff Kelly. Thanks for being with us.
Yes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having us on the show. We work very closely together, so I imagine we can both probably work together and give you all sorts of helpful information. Where we work together is the Transition and Care Management Program. It used to be called the OEF, OIF, OND program. Before that, it was the Post-Deployment Clinic. It is still the same clinic, still doing the same things. The names just changed a couple of times, but basically our goal or mission is to provide care and services and advocacy for the returning combat veterans. And they've also added on any post 9/11 transitioning service member who is recently leaving or currently leaving the DOD and moving into civilian life. And we are able to help them with that transition, make it a little smoother.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, this is so important, as we talk about this quite often, as you well know, Doc. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about these returning veterans and so forth, this is really something that the PTSD and transition care management, you're doing a great job on that. We just love what you're doing. Tell us more.
Hi, Valerie. This is Derek Prosher.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Valerie and I, like she was saying, we work together, and I thought we tag team on that. And I'd have to agree that VA, we've been on top, we've been in front of this, even though, you know, at times we've been underfunded. The VA has provided expertise in working with transitioning veterans with PTSD, with trauma, with readjustment issues, and the approach is one that is multidimensional. You know, our VA clinic specializes in providing services for veterans with PTSD, but the VA has invested a significant amount of resources to train staff to provide the quality treatment. But outside of specialty clinics, there's a vast array of services to meet some of the unique needs of every veteran, you know, including group interventions, whole health initiatives where we try to consider the person's environment, what's important to them, using social support, recreation, and wellness programming, individual treatments, medications. We also collaborate with community-based clinics, such as the Vet Center are our partners. I guess the idea is that there's many paths to the road of recovery, and there's no wrong place to start at the VA.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Prosher, can you describe to us what PTSD is, you know, what the symptomatology is, and how it manifests itself for our veterans so they are familiar and their family members also and friends are familiar with some of the signs and symptoms of having PTSD? And because that's really important. The first thing is to recognize it, that it exists, and that someone needs help.
Yeah, you know, I'd be happy to do so. And I think it's really important because we hear that, you know, PTSD was one of the signature wounds of our most recent combat operations. And there's a lot of myths and misinformation about what it is. And that's partly because it's a complex disorder with different moving parts, so you can have different combinations of symptoms. And in reality, there's a lot that we don't know, and that there's probably more like many different versions of PTSD than just one thing. But in short, it's a psychiatric disorder that can happen to someone that experiences a traumatic event, including combat, sexual assault, natural disasters, or even accidents, like very life-threatening car accidents.
Yes.
And it's comprised of, four different components, including, you know, there's this terrible thing that happens, and the person becomes haunted by kind of re-experiencing symptoms like thoughts, images, sensations that that come intruded upon the life, and they're unbidden, unwelcomed, and that creates this kind of aversion towards and an attempt to avoid thinking about it, avoid feeling anything about it, avoid situations or cues that would remind one of these, of the terrible, horrific event, traumatic event. And then also it changes a person's physiology, creating kind of a hyper arousal, a sensitivity to threat and perceptions of threat, maybe an increase in anxiety, disrupting one's sleep, And because of this, also changes the person's perception of who they are, other people in the world, safety and trust, and so on, are big problems that can intrude and interfere with successful, you know, recovery, readjustment.
Okay.
But you should know that one of the myths is that people think PTSD is like for veterans or soldiers or active service members, but it's not, you know, about 11 to 30% of service members will develop PTSD in a lifetime. But the reality is that anyone can get it, right? It's not just about soldiers. And the vast majority of people experience traumatic events without getting it, you know. So that's important to note, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, actually we have a caller who's calling in, Deborah, but she is wanted to talk about PTSD and the need for retraining therapists to handle veterans. So, Deborah, what is your comment?
Hi, praise be to God.
Yes.
In fact, for myself, I have experienced much, like Vanessa Fort Hood, the thought of being in an environment where you're constantly under siege, you have on the base people that she went to try to get help that probably minimized what she said or was trying to say. I'm speaking of the young lady whose body was dismembered. People, and especially women in the service, you can't get help. That the code of silence. And as far as the counselors, they minimize what is being said, so you can't get help. It's often retaliation. For myself, I served from 87 to 91 in boot camp. There was a senior chief that 13 females, we went to the military police. And I'm confident that there's a way that through the Good Old Boys Network that can follow and carry on to any organization that has to do with the military, as in 10 years later, 20 years later. And something needs to be done to look into that. I know President Trump, he's not interested. President Obama did try to do something with commissioners and Kristen Hildebrandt of New York. She was trying to do a commission. But something needs to be done to help women so that our plight is not minimized. And this Good Old Boys Network that follow into the civilian world, it needs to be dealt with. Please, please. What can you do? What can you say?
Okay, thank you, Deborah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you, Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. It sounds like you're talking about...
That's really a rough situation there. We've heard that before, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, and I think that you know, we as things go further, I know that the VA system, Jesse Brown, is much different today than it was about 30 years ago when I first encountered it. And
yes,
they've been really
absolutely
making some great strides in trying to address a lot of those issues and making sure that people get appropriate care. And I've heard really great things about Dr. Prosher before, I know that you are a combat veteran yourself, and so you understand what really happens to people in the field, and that's what you were actually engaged in when you were out in the field in combat. So maybe you can address her issues in general.
Most definitely. Deborah, I'm really glad you brought that up, because we call that military sexual trauma.
Yes.
And, you know, the reality is that military sexual trauma is 7 times more likely to cause PTSD than combat trauma. And it is a big problem in the DAOD. And VA has recognized that, in the sense that anyone that has suffered from any kind of sexual trauma while serving, if you confide in your with a VA provider and they can indicate it, that any treatment that you receive in the VA is absolutely free. We recognize that this is an issue not just for women, but there is 1% of the service population have experienced it, men as well. And but we do have a women's health clinic, which is staffed by women providers. It's private. It's in Jesse Brown. It's in the Ogden building, and there's specialty services devoted to that. And we try to raise the awareness. And unfortunately, this is like after the fact. And there needs to be a lot, as you were saying, it sounds like there needs to be more preventative measures taken to prevent this from happening in the first place. But
issue. That's a great advancement, though. I think you just really hit on a great point because previously, we had women who were serving, but the numbers weren't, in a hard number of women who were serving. So the VA system was really centered around, World War II efforts as far as men who were serving in combat and, really egregious injuries and that kind of thing. And it sort of evolved into, into what it is now. And I think this movement towards recognizing that women need treatment within the VA system as well has been more of a recent phenomenon, last decade or two.
Been
a change. Yeah,
absolutely. And the VA is recognizing that about 20% of those enlisting currently are women, which is a huge increase. that we've seen from, like you said, decades ago. And the VA is really trying to prepare for that and catch up and be ready to serve all of the women that are coming, including expanding. I know Jesse Brown is looking at working on expanding the women's health clinic. We also have women's health providers at all of our CBOCs. So if a female veteran would like to be seen sort of through that route where they're assured that they will be seeing female providers, getting female mental health providers, they can always request that service or go directly to that clinic and ask to be seen there.
Mm-hmm. Which is one of the reasons we've created America's Heroes Group, right, Dr. Arnold?
That's right.
We created that because of all of these problems we're talking about that did not exist before. And we came out, and of course we've worked with a number of the different groups, and it's been extremely helpful. We've been able to do a lot for a lot of people, such as the ones we're talking to right now. Which I just think is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, because Cliff, you had this one story about one of the veterans you knew about sexual orientation that you mentioned before and how that person was perceived, about getting medals and that kind of thing.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Yes,
people get getting all kind of medals and not doing anything.
Right. Because he mentioned that he picked up, he would use a weapon and he would kill people overseas, but he comes back and he kisses, another man, and then all of a sudden he's, cast out of the military. So, I think public perceptions and the perceptions within the military and how people think about things are changing, which is critical.
I do too, and that's one of the things that I'm so happy that we do what we do with America's Heroes Group. Mm-hmm. And the great people we have on, such as you, Dr. Arnold, and of course Glenda, does such a great job as our executive producer. And
Valerie,
you just got a great group, Manny, Corzari, and Titus. We have a great group of folks.
Okay, getting kind of short on time. So what I want to do, Valerie and Eric, I want you to give us, some words of wisdom. Take about a minute each to describe, what the program is, how people can contact you, how they can get involved in this movement that you're doing, because it is a movement.
Great.
Yeah, sure. So at the Transition and Care Management Clinic, we're located on the 10th floor of the Damon Building. We, due to COVID currently, have limited face-to-face visits, but we do and can accommodate some face-to-face visits, if that's your preference. We're able to take walk-ins and appointments. That has been limited by COVID. Please give us a call at 312-569-6000. 5900, and we can make sure that we will be able to meet your needs, whether they be in person, via telephone, or even a VA Video Vet Connect appointment where we can talk face-to-face via computer, smartphone, or laptop. Okay. We have groups that Dr. Froser can tell you about.
Dr. Froser, take it away.
Yeah, I would add that, you know, look, we live in challenging times right now, right? But the VA has been prepared to meet these challenges. Prior to this pandemic, we were increasing our use of the telehealth program so we could reach more veterans easily. So all a veteran needs is really a smartphone or Wi-Fi connection. However, if our veterans don't have either one of these, we will assist them to attain these tools at no cost to the veteran, right? So what PTSD services will look like in the future is uncertain, but our veterans should know we prioritize safety and we're flexible in meeting their needs. We are still providing services in our clinics through, Valerie mentioned, VA Video Connect, which is a teleconference platform, kind of like Zoom and WebEx, but it has some security to protect a little bit more privacy of the people in the call.
Okay, great. But thank you very much for all that information. We're actually running out of time now. So I just want to thank our panelists, Valerie Creedon, and also Dr. Eric Proscher, doing great work out there. We are really happy that you are supporting our veterans with all of the services and your expertise. And I want to thank you. And then, audience, please stay with us. Stay tuned. We will return after a short break.
We want to acknowledge the fact, too, that yesterday was Purple Heart Day, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yes. This is Cliff Kelly. I am, of course, with Dr. Arnold, and we are pleased to have you with us, and we'll be back with more. This is America's Heroes Group. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Keep your finger on the pulse of urban radio by tuning into WVON, the only urban talk station on iHeartRadio. Download the iHeartRadio app today. It's absolutely free.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired, and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared to veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, today, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.